June 24, How to Settle Your Troubles. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Matthew 18:15. We should carefully consider what is our relation to God and to one another. We are continually sinning against God, but his mercy still follows us. In love, he bears with our perversities, our neglect, our ingratitude, our disobedience. He never becomes impatient with us. We insult his mercy, grieve his Holy Spirit, and do him dishonor before men and angels, and yet his compassions fail not. The thought of God's long-suffering to us should make us forbearing to one another. How patiently should we bear with the faults and errors of our brethren when we remember how great are our own failings in the sight of God? How can we pray to our Heavenly Father, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," Matthew 6:12, if we are exacting in our treatment of others? If you think your brother has injured you, go to him in kindness and love, and you may come to an understanding and to reconciliation. If you succeed in settling the trouble, you have gained your brother without exposing his frailties, and the settlement between you has been the covering of a multitude of sins from the observation of others. It takes special watchfulness to keep the affections alive and our hearts in a condition where we shall be sensible of the good that exists in the hearts of others. If we do not watch on this point, Satan will put his jealousy into our souls. He will put his glasses before our eyes that we may see the actions of our brethren in a distorted light. Instead of looking critically upon our brethren, we should turn our eyes within and be ready to discover the objectionable traits of our own character. As we have a proper realization of our own mistakes and failures, the mistakes of others will sink into insignificance. Satan is an accuser of the brethren. He is on the watch for every error, no matter how small, that he may have something on which to found an accusation. Keep off from Satan's side.